Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Homer Electric Association Incorporated is a democratically controlled, not-for-profit electric cooperative governed by 9 directors elected by and from the members of their respective districts to serve a 3-year term in office. Voting took place by in-mail ballot, electronic voting, and in person at the 74th annual meeting of the members in Homer on Thursday, May 2nd. What's ironic about this board is that all of the elected candidates are actually incumbents who have already served a minimum of 3 years. In District 1, Mike Chenault ran unopposed during the re-election. As such, he will represent the cities of Kenai, Nikiski, and sections of the Saldatna area. As for District 2, Robert Wall earned his seat and will represent Saldatna, Sterling, and Kasilof. Louis Flora was re-elected for the District 3 seat, which will represent Kasilof South all the way to Ketchumek Bay. This year's voting process began on March 29th. The final results were officially announced during HEA's meeting in Homer. Alaskans are suing the state over food assistance delays. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaskans who sued the state last year over long wait times for food assistance are asking a federal judge to order the state to speed up processing. The state's Division of Public Assistance has struggled in recent years to keep up with pending applications for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP, or food stamps. At times, more than 14,000 Alaskans were left waiting for benefits.
This is a very, very significant crisis, and I have done a number of cases related to timeliness litigation, and I have not sort of seen a crisis of the proportion that we have seen in Alaska.
Said Saima Akhtar, a senior attorney with the National Center for Law and Economic Justice. Akhtar and a coalition of attorneys sued the state on behalf of hungry Alaskans last year. U.S. District Judge Sharon Gleason revived the class action suit in February after the parties initially agreed to put it on hold while the state worked to address the backlog. Now attorneys in the case are asking the judge for a preliminary injunction that would order the state to process applications in line with federal requirements. That's 30 days in most cases and 7 days for expedited applications. Akhtar said a court order could help the state obtain waivers from federal requirements that may slow processing down. She also said the state could also implement something known as broad-based categorical eligibility, which she said would streamline application processing.
When there's a court order and the government is looking at whether or not they can sort of take exceptional measures internally, a court order is something that will signal and provide a reason to go the extra mile and take exceptional steps.
2 bills are pending in the state legislature that would require the state to implement broad-based categorical eligibility for SNAP. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Saldatna Chamber of Commerce hosted its 30th Annual Scholarship Awards and Student of the Quarter Awards at their joint luncheon on Wednesday, May 8th. A total of 10 scholarships were awarded at this event, and 4 students were selected for the Student of the Quarter. Borough Mayor Peter Machicki shared his story of coming to Alaska as a summer engineering intern in 1982. Now, 42 years later, he's still investing in the community. He hopes that all the graduates can do the same.
We invest in you as a community because we believe in you. We want you back. Let no one choose your path. It's okay if you don't know what's next. Be bold, open to the enormous possibilities before you. Don't let a focus on perfection stall your progress. Believe in yourself because we believe in you.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.